Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Listening to Master and Being a True Practitioner, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Listening to Master and Being a True Practitioner, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings to revered Master. Greetings to fellow practitioners. 1. Listening to Master and Cultivating in the Righteous Teaching. The incurable illness I had suffered from disappeared when I began to practice Falun Dafa 15 years ago in 1998. I could not read, so I studied by listening to other practitioners read Zhan Falun. I also began doing the exercises. I threw away the medication I had taken for over 20 years. 3 days later, my appetite returned, and I regained the strength in my legs. 7 days later, I became energetic, and I could straighten my back. My son told me that I looked like a different person with a rosy complexion. I have been able to see magnificent scenes in other dimensions since then. When I exercised or sent forth righteous thoughts, I felt that my body was so enormous that it touched the sky. I couldn't wait to tell others how great Falun Dafa is. Many of my neighbors became practitioners after witnessing the positive changes in my health brought about by Falun Dafa. I wanted to read Zhan Falun on my own and begged Master to give me the wisdom. Not long after, I could read Zhan Falun and truth clarification materials about Falun Dafa without any help. I began to learn computer skills. I bought a computer, borrowed a printer, and then downloaded and printed information exposing the persecution of Falun Dafa in China from the Minghui website. Being able to read articles on Minghui helped me a great deal in catching up with the Fa rectification progress. Master said, quote, "Cultivation is about removing human thinking and attachments," end quote. Be vigilant from the Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. I started doing what Master said by not worrying about my children's everyday business. I stopped gossiping and tried to finish what I was supposed to do every day as soon as possible. I didn't think about anything other than that. When it was time to send forth righteous thoughts, study the Fa, and do the exercises, I was able to put down what I was doing, calm down, and clear my head immediately. I felt strong energy surrounding me right away. I saw the energy column on my head as bright as gold, and the flowers kept changing colors and spinning. My celestial eye was open, but I wasn't attached to the things I saw in other dimensions. I didn't brag about it because I knew that Master did it to help boost my confidence in the practice. Once, I saw Master flying me to the highest mountain and letting me go. I also traveled to the opposite shore in a boat. I knew that Master was helping me to get to higher levels. 2. Improving the environment at home. My husband had an ill temper and was paranoid. He often beat me. Before I practiced Falun Dafa, I usually fought back. After I became a practitioner, I realized the meaning of not striking back when beaten and not swearing back when sworn at. I simply put up with him calmly from then on. Master said, quote, "When you truly become a cultivator, become a Dafa disciple openly and nobly, everything will change," end quote, teaching the Fa at the 2004 Western U.S. Fa Conference. The next time my husband tried to beat me, our grandson ran toward me and covered my head with both of his hands, shouting, "Grandpa, you can't hit Grandma again." That was the last time it happened. My husband often found excuses to speak ill of Dafa. Once I inadvertently woke him up when I did the exercises in the morning. He threw me out of the bedroom. I slept in a separate bed from then on. I sent forth righteous thoughts toward him every day and finally eliminated the interference of lust. I tried to take good care of him and took the opportunity to clarify the truth about Dafa to him. His attitude toward fallen Dafa began to change. My husband was buried in an earthquake on May 12, 2008 while working. He was miraculously rescued, but severely traumatized. He was in a hospital for 2 months, during which I did everything I could to take care of him and recited, "Fallen Dafa is good," to him. He did not object when I did the exercises and studied the Fa in his room or when I clarified the truth to other people. This wouldn't have happened a few months back. My husband recovered quickly. He surprised the doctors and was discharged from the hospital even earlier than those who had suffered only light trauma. When we returned home, he wanted me to get medicine for his swollen hand. I told him that I would cut him the apple that I had used as an offering to Master to show my gratitude, and that it would help his swollen hand. He didn't believe me, but ate the apple. The next day, his hand was fine. My husband saw the extraordinary side of fallen Dafa, and from then on, he stopped saying bad things about Dafa and never attempted to prevent me from doing Dafa work. 3. Validating the Fa and clarifying the truth to save more people. I found work in a construction company in January 1999. I knew I had the responsibility to validate the Fa there. My job was to cook and clean for the management. I cooked for over 20 people and cleaned that many offices. I did my job thoroughly, like a true practitioner should. The boss's mother-in-law used to go out with me to purchase the cooking ingredients. She stopped going with me after a while, telling my boss that I was totally trustworthy. My husband called me silly for never taking any money left over from food purchases in the 5 years I worked there. I told him I didn't want to lose my virtue. After the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, launched the persecution of Falun Dafa in July 1999, I started to exercise in the hallway and in the yard of the company. I distributed information and clarified the truth about the persecution to everyone there. I also hung up banners near the company. One time, after I gave a flyer to a young man, he pointed at a notice on a wall and said that he could get rewards for reporting me. I wasn't scared and told him, "You shouldn't take money from Jiang's regime. I am trying to help you. If you understand what is in the flyer, you will be saved." He immediately told me that he was just kidding. Later, the domestic security division and city officials found out that I openly practiced Falun Dafa and hung up banners. They tried to pressure my boss to fire me. My boss was a city commissioner, and he had read a copy of John Falun that I had loaned him. Instead of firing me, he gave me a raise and my own office, telling me that I could practice Falun Dafa there. The authorities continued to threaten him, though, ordering him to fire me right away. I was then let go. My boss told me that he didn't want to do it, and that the company had never employed anyone as great as me. He said that he would practice Falun Dafa later in his life. I told him, "It will bring you blessings if you hire Falun Dafa practitioners. Do you think your business has been good in the past few years?" He immediately replied, "It's been great and smooth in these past years. My boss still visited me at home years later." After I returned home, I wanted to rectify the local environment. I told people how Falun Dafa had saved my life and how people would be blessed if they quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. As a result, 30 out of 50 households in the village quit the party. All of my family members also quit the CCP, except for my older sister. She died later. One night I saw her in my dream and she said, "Sister, please help me quit that cursed party." In the next few years, I helped over 2,000 people in the neighboring towns quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. However, in the process, I developed the attachment of zealotry. In December 2011, I was reported by a stranger to the police for giving out informational flyers about Falun Dafa. I was taken to a detention center where I clarified the truth to the police and prisoners. When they forced me to put down my fingerprints, I asked Master to help me. Two officers held my hand, but they couldn't press it down. In the end, the fingerprints were smudged and they gave up. A drug dealer told me that she would be sentenced to 8 years for her crime. I told her that if she understood the truth about Falandafa, she would have blessings from Master. She quit the CCP-affiliated youth leagues right away. Later, she was sentenced to only 3 years. I was released after 15 days. As I walked out of the detention center, I had a wish to let light and hope into this darkest of places, to let righteous thoughts enter this most evil establishment. So I went back to talk to the prisoners. I told them that they would do fine everywhere they went if they believed that Falandafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.